Everybody sing that shit.
So we're back with another episode of, I guess it's the Breakdown Podcast, but it's been that long, like it kind of broke down. But we're back. We've got Louisa Bradshaw White. Am I right?
You've got it right, yeah. Yes. Not many people get it right. So.
I haven't got it on screen either, I have actually. But that's, yeah. It's not a welcome to the podcast. It's been so long. You might have to nurse me through this.
Oh, I'm happy to. I have no idea what I'm doing. It's taken me like 20 minutes to actually get online.
I weren't going to tell people that, but yeah. Terrible.
An actor that cannot do technology.
So how's life been in the last like 12 months with the, we'll start with the COVID thing. Let's get it out of the way.
So, yeah, I finished EastEnders. We went into lockdown and EastEnders shut
you
down.
You were in EastEnders?
Oh. EastEnders shut down for about 3 months, I think. Mm-hmm. And in that time, something really like insane happened, which I think has happened to a lot of people. Lockdown just made me really reassess my life. But it also, I had quite a lot of time for self-care and it opened up so much creativity in me. And through breath work, which is what we'll be talking about, I just kept getting this sort of information being fed through to me. And the information was about, you know, we start this website and you can make downloads and you can help people through breath work and you can do like little downloads and help people with anxiety and meditation and sort of help people get happier and all stuff like that. And it all sort of, I thought, oh, and I was so caught up in it and I got so passionate about it and I felt so fulfilled with it and it helped me grow so much that when the time came to go back to work, I didn't want to go back.
Right.
And it changed, yeah, lockdown changed me so much that I left the job. I left EastEnders in November after 7.5 years. And yeah, I just felt such a real pull to move on to do, you know, other acting jobs. But mostly I've been doing breathwork for 20 years and I really just finally felt like I was able to offer something to other people. And I mean, I've been breathing other people for years, but it just suddenly felt different. I just felt like the world had changed so much. There was so much sort of that masculine energy before of, you know, earn money and do this and, you know, we're going to do. And then this sort of feminine came in, I felt, through COVID of, you know, so we need to look after ourselves and we need to slow down.
Yeah,
everybody's slowing down and you can work from home or people kind of changing their careers or, you know, just going out for walks in the countryside and seeing family. And it just felt so, I just felt that shift so much. So I just started doing, I put a website together, which was insane in itself because anybody who knows about putting, I'm a creative person. I do breath work, I create, but I suddenly was a website designer and I was, you know, I had to come up with all the material and I was the sound man and I was woman and I was you know, I did the lighting and there was so much involved.
It's not
in
as
it.
Easy as it looks, is it?
It's so not, it's so difficult to be like, and you know, you when you're a perfectionist as well and you want everything to just be really great and so it was probably the biggest thing I've ever done, and you know, difficult. It's to be honest, it's easy going to work at EastEnders.
Oh,
every
right.
day
okay saying I'll take a few that. Lines. Because I'm a web designer, like that's my job, so I'll take it.
That's what you find easy though, isn't it?
Yeah but don't put me on the set of EastEnders.
I get it.
So when you say, because you I watched a couple of your videos on the website and there will be a link in the description to your website and stuff, but you say breathing people, like,
yeah,
tell me what it is, because I can just picture you both just sitting there breathing. I've been doing that for 41 years. I'm really good at it.
Don't stop. Breathwork is so there's loads of different breathing techniques, aren't there? But soul breathing it's got so many different names anyway, but it's breathwork that is a conscious, connected, rhythmical breath that you let go of the pause between the inhale and the exhale. So you just keep breathing in and then letting the breath out and then drawing it straight back in again and then mm-hmm. letting it out. And it's very relaxing anyway. And the little mini breathes I have on my website are literally just for what they say. They just let go of anxiety, or they help you to get into a meditative state because they really align you.
Mm-hmm.
But the big thing about soul breathing is there's something on the website, and something that I'm starting soon is a weekly breathe. And you breathe for an hour, and it's called the big soul breathe.
Mm-hmm.
And you do this conscious, connected, rhythmical breathing, and I talk you through it the whole time, and you breathe like that for an hour. And after about 20 minutes, sometimes it's a little bit hard work at first,
mm-hmm.
and you think, oh God, how am I going to get through the hour? But mm-hmm. after about 15 minutes, something takes over in your body, and you literally, your body just starts sort of breathing in that way itself. And that's when you go into this sort of altered state of consciousness,
mm-hmm.
and you feel they call it the bliss molecule, where it's the same chemicals as ayahuasca, the drug, and LSD,
mm-hmm.
and your body is producing it itself just by this breath, and it just starts to drip through, and it makes you feel incredible. I mean, it's like it makes you feel blissful. But something that breathwork does, that after like the 15, 20 minutes, it starts to draw out stuck energy that's been stuck in the body sometimes forever, stuck trauma, stuck creativity. So after about 20 minutes, you just start drawing all this out. And on the exhale, you just let it go. And it's a proper scientific thing, mm-hmm, this mm-hmm. happening with breathwork. So when you do an hour breathe, quite often, I breathed somebody the other day who was a musician and had been really quite depressed and really anxious,
yeah,
and very stuck creatively. And she just said, as she was lying there, all these ideas just kept coming to her, and she was carried on breathing. And she was going, oh my God, oh my God, that's really exciting. Oh, I could do this, I could do that. And she just said after the hour, she was just like so alive with thoughts and ideas. And it's so sort of, I don't want to get religious about it.
Go on.
Spiritual.
We'll allow it.
You become so aligned that it's total sort of universe stuff, you know, you're mm-hmm. totally aligned, and it's really actually so transformational. And it's I think it is the most groundbreaking, transformational, life-changing alternative therapy there is out there. You have to want to get well, or you have to want to really want to feel good. I know a lot of people out there, I've noticed, they'll say, oh, I did your breathe on the anxiety one, mm-hmm. I felt so calm afterwards, and I wasn't anxious, and I just felt so at peace, and it was so wonderful. And then a few weeks later, I hear them going, oh, I was really anxious. And I said, oh, did you not do the breathe? And they went, yeah, no, I need to do it, I should do it. And yeah, I think, well, how bad is it?
Mm-hmm.
How bad is it? Mm. And I think, you know, we've got a, there's so many ways to work on ourselves and on our self-care in whatever way. You know, I have a list every day of self-care.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm not feeling good, I'll take myself out for a walk. And, you know, the combination of me purposely cranking it up, like saying, I love that tree, or even, you know, I'm really frustrated or angry or anxious or sad or just miserable that day. You know, I could, or like the sun, I like how the sun feels on my body. I can just sort of talk my way up a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the endorphins that come from going out walking, and the fact that you feel like you're exercising, so you think, oh, I might lose a little bit of weight or something mm-hmm. like that. That builds up so that after, like, you've done it for an hour, you come home and you feel better. And there's so many things that we can do, but we have to want it. We have to get out of the space that we're in. Sorry, I veered off a little bit.
That's all right. I think in the past, like, I've mentioned that in videos that I've done, where I'll find something that I feel that's helping. Like, I'll eat healthy for like a month or something. But then when I start to feel better, and I think a lot of people do this, they push it to the side.
Yeah.
And then a couple of months later, they'll think, oh, why do I feel like crap again? And it's like,
yeah,
you stopped doing what was working.
Yeah.
It's weird. I don't know why we do that. I've always done that.
I know, and yet when we feel anxious and depressed, it's just the worst feeling. Mm-hmm. I mean, anxiety for me, I always say it's so loud.
Yep.
It's so loud, isn't it? It's just the worst feeling. For me, it's the worst thing of anything. The anxiety, when my anxiety levels go up, I feel like I sort of go into panic a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just find it quite unbearable.
Did you experience anxiety like on set and stuff like that? Was that?
Funny, isn't it? It doesn't really give me anxiety. I haven't really had much anxiety at work. I have had anxiety a little bit when maybe I didn't know my lines, or when I couldn't get the scene done. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes even when you know your lines, you still get a bit of a block on set or something, and you know that there's the anxiety count. We call it the fear. Mm-hmm. That I very sort of rarely did get the fear. Sometimes I'd get the fear if I got giggly as well.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, stop it now, otherwise that fear.
I guess those are not, like, most people would experience that on set. Yeah. Like it's not a disorder of such. It's not a
No, that's just people getting the fear.
Yeah, just getting nervous.
Now, I have had GAD in the past. Okay. So I've been diagnosed with GAD,
mm-hmm.
been on a lot of different medication,
mm-hmm.
and then got myself off it, but literally all through breath work. But I've worked hard at it. I'm not saying it, you know, I just breathed and it all went away.
So did you try, like therapy and all that stuff, and then you found the breathing? And that's what worked for you?
Sort of on off, really. Sort mm-hmm. of, it's been a long journey. It's been a long road. But yeah, I found therapy kind of helpful, maybe. Mm-hmm. Again, it's felt like what we were talking about before mm-hmm. we recorded, saying mm-hmm. about, you know, if you just keep talking over the problem again and again and again and again and again, quite often you just can't get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I do find that it did help, but through breath work, I've been able to release so much more of my trauma that I've been carrying around with me. I know everybody has it to a certain extent. And I think a lot of the time we do walk around with it, and that becomes the person that we are.
Mm-hmm.
And I've learned through doing breath work, through maybe doing an hour breathe once a week, once a fortnight, something like that. Or if I'm in a situation, I had a situation a little while ago with one of my children who was having such a hard time, and it gave me the mm-hmm. huge anxiety. And I remember her going to school and me thinking, you've got 6 hours to sort your shit out before she gets home.
Mm.
And so you don't go, look at what you've done to me. And, you mm-hmm. know, and you don't put it onto someone else. And soul breathing in that respect, she'd go to school and I'd lie down and I'd breathe. And after the hour, I not only feel such love towards her and such forgiveness towards her, and I'd let go of any anxiety that I'd been holding on to, but I also felt like the whole situation would be completely resolved. And it was just completely dealt with, not just for the moment, but I had completely 100% let go of everything that had made me anxious and all that. I just, yeah, it's situations like that. I don't sit with anxiety anymore because I find it overwhelming. So if I feel anxious, I would do something about it pretty much straight away.
I think
because I can't too much.
That's the beauty of what you're doing here, is that you're not just saying, oh, you've got to come to me every time you feel anxious and I'll fix it. You're teaching people a method that they can use. I like that.
100%. You are your own guru, you know.
Yeah.
The more you breathe as well, the more you learn that actually you have all the wisdom, all the knowledge inside you. You don't really need to get it from outside. You know everything. Your body, you know everything. If you just quieten down and go within And as I say, the breathing just draws. I think, first of all, when you start doing breath work, it draws up all your old shit and it gets it out. And then after a while, you find yourself using it for when you've got stuff going on in your life at the moment, so that you don't create trauma for the future. You know, because we've always got stuff happening. There's always stuff happening in life, especially, gosh, with everything that's been going on the last year or so. I just keep breathing on stuff that makes me anxious within the day, or, you know, just to let that out, so that I just keep on that level.
It's almost like a reset.
Yeah. But then the next bit after that, when you keep breathing, when you don't have to worry, when you're not breathing up old trauma, or you're not breathing out anxiety from the day, you start breathing in. You make so much space. That space is used for, you know, when you start breathing, you just breathe in more joy, or you breathe in more bliss, or you breathe in more peace, or more calm, or more alignment. Your life just starts changing. Not only have you got rid of your old stuff that makes you walk around sort of like that or whatever, or believe certain things, or get really triggered by something, you stop getting triggered by all that stuff. You don't create any of that for the future, and you're left with this sort of maybe emptier vessel. And every time you breathe, you just keep bringing in more and more and more of that good stuff. And then life gets really amazing, and you just start seeing all that good stuff everywhere.
So do you do this? You do this every day, regardless of how you feel?
I don't do it every day.
Okay.
I might do, actually, because it's quite similar to, have you heard of Wim Hof, the Iceman? So the breathing technique is quite similar to his, and I always do my cold shower every day. So I do about 20 minutes of breathing, and then I'd have my cold shower.
I thought about the cold shower thing, but I'm not man enough to do that.
I know, I've done that for years. And my shower as well is really sort of tepid. It's like, it's not cold enough, and I'm like, it's not working, it's rubbish. So I'm so extreme, I have to go outside. You've got an outside shower, but even that I've decided, no, that's not enough. It's not powerful enough. So I fill up two watering cans, two big buckets of like water. At one point they were literally proper chunks of ice in it. And then I do my 2 minutes. I'm like, I'm like so extreme about it. If I'm going to do it, you've got to do it properly. I probably breathe about once a week, once a week, for about an hour. And afterwards, you're just so like out. I mean, when I used to go for breath work when I was younger, when I first learned about it, and when I was training in that, I would go to see this lady in Pimlico, this amazing lady, and she'd breathe me. And I remember every single time, and I'd send my partner, and my mum went, and people went, we never got home. We would literally be on the train, and suddenly you'd go, and you'd missed your stop. And it was such a lovely feeling. It's an amazing feeling, just completely sort of, everything's heightened. Food tastes better, and everything sort of looks better, and it's really good.
Getting high without getting high.
Yeah, that's exactly it. You go to a real altered state of reality. In fact, they are trying to bring breath work into rehabs. A friend of mine went to rehab, and I picked the rehab for him. And I picked it because it had breath work and it had meditation. I thought, this looks good. And he came back going absolutely raving about breath work, because he got that buzz. He was coming off of drugs, and yet got that sort of altered state of reality, that drug high without taking the drugs, which is amazing, isn't it, really?
Yeah. So how widely known is this? Like, you're not the person that's invented it, but I hadn't heard of it until you messaged me about it.
Yeah, there's a man called Leonard Orr who sort of discovered it, but I think it's been in like so many generations in other countries.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think there's different names for it, and you know, if you just call it breath work, then it gets sort of confused with people like doing the nose breathe, the yogic nose breathing, which it is so like different from. So yes, and I didn't invent it.
Didn't invent breathing.
I gave it the name soul breathing, but I know different people call it different things.
Because like there was a couple of years ago, it was like mindfulness was the big thing. So is this breathing, do we think that this is the next big thing?
I think breath work is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Maybe not, maybe all different types of breath work, maybe. Mm. But this is so much more powerful, I think, than any other type of breath work or breathing. The conscious, the connected, the rhythmical breathing when you don't pause and you just keep that. That's when all the magic happens and it becomes really life-changing, not just sort of soothing or calming or whatever. But I think because of COVID and because it's making the long-term side effects of having COVID a lot is with breathing and not being able to breathe properly. I think it is making it much more mainstream. Nobody knew about it when I trained to do it. Mm. And I only trained to do it because it blew my mind so much. I didn't train to teach others. I just thought, I can't get enough of this. I need to know more. It's so amazing. So I just trained to be a breath worker. It was a long time ago and, you know, breathed my friends and myself, but it was mostly for me really. And the journey that I went on.
But I think now that's the best thing is because you've experienced it, like your passion shows about it. Whereas somebody's, if they'd read about it or something, and then they went on to teaching, but you felt the magic.
Yeah. I felt magic. I like that.
You can have it.
Thanks.
It's good. So, yeah. I mean, good. And you've got the free Breathe on your website now, haven't you? People can download that for nothing.
I've got there's a free Peace Breathe. So basically, I've done mini breathes.
Mm-hmm.
So there's one for Peace that's free. So everybody can sort of see what it's like and... then there's like one for meditation, there's one for fear, there's one for it's one for PMT, there's one for joy, for sleep. That's a really good one. But the main one on it is called the Big Soul Breathe, which is what I am going to launch really soon. And basically, and that's going to be free as well. The first breathe is going to be free, but basically I'm going to start a weekly breathe where we're on Zoom. And you just see me, you don't see all the other people. It would be a Zoom broadcast. So it would just be like I'm on the phone just chatting to you.
Mm-hmm.
And we would do an hour long breathe. In fact, it goes on for a little bit longer. And I would talk everyone through this awesome whole, the Big Soul Breathe. I'll talk them through it the whole way. And I DJ alternative music and that. So okay. I'm really into my music. So every week, every breathe is a different breathe. So mm-hmm. there's like one that's very sort of chilled, ambient, sort of laid back tunes. And then there's like a high vibey one where there's just the beats are like really, and then you just breathe at a different pace mm-hmm. as to the music that you're listening to, and you kind of climb this mountain, and it's awesome.
Where do we sign up?
I don't know what the dates are as yet. They're coming soon, but I'll let you know so that hopefully when this comes out, we better put them up somewhere or whatever.
Mm. We'll
but anyway, it will all be coming out on the Lulu One website. So, but that's the plan. I just want to get a lot of people and just for us to all breathe together. And to help people really experience what I've experienced and to overcome the stuff that I've overcome. And it's so much more than just feeling calmer and a little bit happier. It's so much bigger than that. It's huge.
I love it.
And that's not me. That's what it is.
Yeah. So besides that, in your future, are you going back on TV? Is that in your plans? Where can we find you?
I haven't given up acting. I didn't want to jump straight into another job because then I would probably be in the same position again.
Yeah.
Something that I was really passionate about that I really wanted to do. But no, I've written a documentary, but you don't really write them, do you? So
I don't know.
I've got that coming. That I've got loads of things. I've got my
loads
finger
in the pipeline. I didn't know, I didn't know this until this morning, but you were in Grange friggin' Hill. Yeah. I didn't know that.
A long time ago.
I used to watch that.
Yeah.
Great days.
I used to watch it too. My mum used to shout that it was on and we'd all go and sit and watch it. Well,
You were in it.
I was in it, yeah. Yeah. All my teenage years.
Yeah. Madness. I think that's pretty much it. We've covered everything. Well, have we? Is there anything else?
No, I think that's it.
Yeah, it's luluarm.com.
Thank you for letting me speak so freely about it.
That's
all
right. That's what it was about. Well, you're the expert. I'm just here. I'm just sitting here breathing. Literally.
I want you to come to the breathes.
I'm going to, 100%.
No one will see you.
That's good.
I want to do that specifically so that no one can zoom in on anyone else and look at what they're doing or whatever. You're completely private.
Yeah, yeah.
And because also quite a few of my friends that are on telly will do it too. And I don't want anyone zooming in and going,
Yeah, because you messaged me a few weeks ago and said, do I want to do the breathe thing? And I was like, be iffy about that. Don't know, man.
Yeah, I get that though. Because you want to do something to help overcome anxiety, but you're too anxious to do it.
I used to do live streams. When lockdown first started, I started a thing called the decaf coffee morning. So I'd like get my daughter to school and then I'd get home and go live on YouTube and just have a cup of tea. So I don't drink coffee, but it was decaf. Brilliant. But I was so nervous about it. Like I'd go to bed the night before thinking, oh shit. I've got to get up in the morning and do that. So it was helping other people, but it weren't helping me. So I was like, can that?
That's really difficult though, because you're putting yourself out there. You know what they say, feel the fear and do it anyway.
Yeah, yeah. But
I'm trying to teach my kids. But if it's having a detrimental effect.
I tried something even more stupid. Like the year before that, I was doing a live phone-in thing on YouTube. So I'd put my number on screen and people could just call. Man, I was experiencing panic attacks, like the videos you're on YouTube, but I would panic during the live stream thing. But nobody could tell, but I was just sitting here, like it was late at night, random people calling me and I'm answering them on the stream. So I had no idea who they were or what they were going to say. I ain't doing that again.
You just kept putting yourself out there.
Yeah, because I'm stupid.
That's amazing though, isn't it?
It's fun.
No, it's not.
Keeps you busy.
I think people though they can't do anything. It's so debilitating, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The fact that you just kept getting out there.
But that was the whole point of me starting the Anxiety United thing was I used to go out, like if I'd go shopping or something, because that's where I would freak out. I'd experience panic if I was in public or something. So I used to film myself just to show people like this is what happens when I go shopping. So I'd have panic attacks in Asda down the road. And then I'd upload it onto YouTube and everybody'd be like, no way. And that's why it sort of grew as a channel, because people like relating to the stuff.
Yeah.
And then seeing me make progress to like now, I still don't go shopping at Asda. No offense to Asda, but you know, it's just like I've made so much progress over the years. And I think people like to see that it can be done. You put the effort in, you can do stuff.
Yeah, well, you really have put the effort in trying to help other people is normally quite a good way of getting out of your own stuff, isn't
it? Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's definitely therapeutic.
Yeah. Doing the breathwork ceremonies is probably really good for people that have anxiety that couldn't go live in a group of people to do it. That would be too much. Or on a Zoom call where it's live and everyone can see everybody, but something knowing that it's not a one-to-one so that they're not, you know, there's lots of people there, but no one can see you and you're very kind of private within yourself is probably really good for people with anxiety.
I agree 100%. Yeah. Cause you'd feel part of the group, but you'd also feel like you're not being watched, people aren't judging
not watched, not judged.
It's a good idea.
Yeah.
And that's it. Huh. On that bombshell.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Links are in the description to everything.